everyone, this is James Ferrer, and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast. And for today's episode, as you can see, we're back to one song topic episodes, and I can't think of anybody better to have this type of episode once again than my favorite American Idol finalist for this year, Lia Marlene. And I'm just sad, actually, that one of the other favorites has been eliminated last episode, which is Fritz Hager. But it's alright, because at least one of my favorites as well, Lia Marlene, is in the top three for this year. And, well, just so we can discuss the other two, they both are country artists, which I think has a lot of potential and, like, the highest probability of them winning than this artist that we're gonna talk about today. But, yeah, I think I am keeping my hopes up. I want a folk artist to finally win American Idol once again. I think the last folk artist would be Phillip Phillips, if I can recall. I have been a big fan of American Idol because I think they do create great artists and they know how to sell them. And actually, prior to, like, the finals, they do release their own songs already, and it's actually topping the iTunes charts. So Fritz Hager has actually released an EP and actually has turned number one for a week, I think, on the iTunes chart. And also, like, any original songs that has been played on the stage are actually being number one. So Hunter Girl releases one of her songs as well, and yeah, it's actually performing well on the charts as well. So yeah, I know that for the past years, country artists wins the show. Because I like, obviously, American Idol, it's for the Americans. So I think that's the number one genre in America. Because that's specifically theirs. It's theirs to consume. So yeah, I think they do have the bigger chance of winning. But as I've said, I want Lia Marlene to win, and given that Fritz Hager will no longer be there, I want all the votes coming from Fritz to just be with Lia, and I think that would give her a lot of chance to win the show. And I'm not gonna talk about too much American Idol. My goal is for everybody to hear Lia Marlene's new single that actually has been released a week ago for their top five, I think, performances. And it's actually on Spotify also. So I want you guys to listen to it. So let's, all right, take it and listen to it together. Where there's a way out, there's another. You can't close that door with the band-aid fix. Alright, so that's Flowers by Lia Marlene. That's the introduction of the song. It's really good. I like it. I like these types of music that sounds haunting and sounds peaceful at the same time, if you know what I mean. But generally, there's a hook on the song that makes me want to listen more. So it's a good fit, like, good introduction that makes you interested into listening the next part of the song. So let's listen further on what she's going to say. It'll run you around and back again. It'll grow you old and make you like a kid. All right, So what she's saying, basically, for that whole verse one is that where there's a way out, there's another way in. You can't close that door with a band-aid fix. It'll run you around and back again. It'll grow you old and make you like a kid. So, I think it's still very vague on what the message is, but let's listen further and consume.
It's a finger trap, keep you where you're at. You've gotta lean in to get out.
So if you heard that whole chorus, you'll get an idea on where it actually is or where the mindset of the persona is. So what she's saying is that see where the pavement gives weight to the flowers. When you're 6 feet under, it's hard to hear the fracture. The new life is growing in the layers you shed. Oh, even the pavement gives way to the flowers that somehow, somewhere, even though you're feeling, you know, there's heaviness towards you, like some form of hope or something positive would just, you know, be out there. And, you know, there's a small crack out there that will push through. And that's the flowers. I think that's the vision of what she wants for you to look into. And actually, in one of her interviews, she said, "I wrote my song right after Hollywood Week, when we found out we were in the top 24, and I was just reflecting on how on earth did I come to this moment. A year ago, I was in rock bottom territory, and the fact that I was going to be an American Idol and was actually moving forward was just insane to me. This song came about in that reflection, and it's an encouragement that no matter how far gone you may feel, there's always a way out, and even the pavement gives way to the flowers, and that's what the song is about. It's called Flowers, so I'm so excited to share it with everybody." So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear on the visuals, and she's saying that, you know, rock bottom, like, even though you're in the 6 feet up until, you know, you still breathe, there would be hope, there would be something out there that will give you light. And, you know, the vision of, you know, flowers seeping through the pavement, like, it's a beautiful thing, right? Because they're not meant to be there, they're not purposely needs to be there, but they do grow in those areas where they're not meant to. But and it's beautiful. It's just how life is and how earth wants to build earth. I mean, that's just natural and it's organic. It's just gonna seep through, like hope, like anything positive here on earth, it will come through. I know, like, for example, as you know what she said in her interview, you may be feeling rock bottom, but somehow, sometime in the future, you're just gonna be surprised that you're going through to, you know, your life, and you're gonna get through every problem there is. So just keep the hope, you know. And what I like about, like, this song that I've been playing multiple times on repeat today is that it's somehow a reflection of also the hope that I have for my country. That, you know, there's a figure of Rose that is prominent in the campaign of my bet, presidential bet. And somehow this will all make sense. That we may be feeling down, we may be feeling 6 feet underground, but somehow like these flowers will show up and put us through the beautiful life there may be waiting for us. So yeah, that's just how I feel about this song, and I know that you guys will listen to it because as you heard, it's like, okay, it's very promising. And yeah, I want Leah Marlene to win. So please, America, do your thing. Vote for her this Monday. Well, Sunday, your time. And make her win. Alright, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And bye!